gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm the Gnarly Gnome. This is the Weekly Pine. It's not a show. It's the show that is not a show. It's a happy hour. It's an excuse for us all to hang out together, have a drink together, and talk about whatever is going on. And oh man, there's always things going on. This is Cincinnati. It's the best beer city in the country, and with that comes a lot of stuff. It's the best drinking city in the country. I'll go that far and say that because I do like other things other than beer. And sometimes we talk about other things. Sometimes we just focus on beer. Tonight, I have other things. There are other things all over. And I'm going to let you guys help define what I drink tonight. But in the meantime, you have to tell me what it is that you're drinking because it's a happy hour. And the point of a happy hour is drinking together. So you tell me what it is that's in your glass, and I will tell you what's in mine. Or you'll tell me what's in mine. Let's see. Marco is about to have a truth. I respect that. Julia is having narrow path. Mavi. Czech style amber. That sounds really good. Josh just poured New Orthodox B43 IPA. All right, that sounds good. Joe just had a Sam Adams Summer Ale. That also sounds delicious. Nothing that's in front of me is going to be that delicious, I don't think. All right, I don't think. Maybe. No, probably not. Welcome back. It's not a show, so whatever happens, it's fine. Eric says, not Cincy tonight. I've got a Tank 7. That is fine. That is a great beer. Boulevard Tank 7 is still a great thing to drink. I will respect that. It's probably better than almost anything that I'm going to be putting in my face tonight. Maybe. But I've got an empty glass. Here it is on the drink cam. It's a little tiny schnapps glass ready for something. It's not schnapps, but it's a fun liqueur that I don't think I've ever had by itself. I've had it in cocktails. I've never had it by itself, I don't think. Luxardo Maraschino. This is a Maraschino liqueur. I don't know that I've ever just drank it. It's always been in something. You cannot mistake this on a shelf. It's got this weird wicker thing going on. And there's a whole bunch of words on it that are not English. Torregila, Girolamo, I don't know what any of it means. On the back, it says that Luxardo Maraschino is made according to the original recipe in the possession of the Luxardo family since 1821. If it's been around since 1821, it has to be good, right? This is where it gets crazy, and I've never tried it, any of this. It says it's delicious on fruit salads, never done that. Strawberries, never done that. Raspberries, nope. Kiwi and pineapple, no. It says nothing about cocktails. You're not even supposed to use this in cocktails. You're just supposed to put it on your fruit. I've never put this on my fruit. It also doesn't say anything about just drinking it. Whatever, we're gonna just drink it. We're gonna see how it is. Okay. If somebody in my family was awake, I would summon them to bring me kiwis so that I could pour this on a kiwi. Do you just like pour it on the kiwi? Do you eat the kiwi and then do a shot? Do you do a shot and then eat the kiwi? I don't, it doesn't give me details. Or maybe that's what all of this says here. There is a whole bunch of other text on this. And none of that is English except for liqueur. None of it. So I don't actually know. All right, let's see what it tastes like here. Let's get this out of the way. It counts. Schnappening. Ooh. Smells like booze. Smells boozy. So Maraschino's cherries, right? Like, this is cherries. It's made from cherries. It doesn't smell like cherries at all. It just smells like booze. I know this is really sweet. I've had it, like I said, in cocktails, and it always tastes really sweet. 32%. Okay. I don't know why it smells so boozy. Okay. Chris says, I've had two early times, Barrel and Bond, Old Fashions, now doing a Braxton Blueprint with a shot of Weller in it. There you go. I do have, it's probably too early to say this, I have some content about light lagers coming soon. I'm way too early to tell you that, but it's coming. This does not smell good. I've had this a bunch of times, just always with something else. Okay. All right. Oh, it's like... All right, now I'm getting a little bit of cherry as I kill my nose. Oh, yeah, it's like... Not like cough syrupy cherry. Oh, I don't know. This might be a perfect schnapps substitute because I recognize there's fruit there, but it doesn't smell like fruit. Prost. Something's going to happen. Okay. Ooh. Oh. Oh, yeah. It is really good. Oh, that's fun. It tastes way better than it smells. Smells like pure death. But as soon as it hits your lips, it's like this really like smooth, sweet, just pure cherry sugar deliciousness. Yeah, that's... Ooh. Well, it keeps going. It, as it finishes, like it gets this like weird, like dusty. Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah. I can do that. I could drink that all night. I could put that over ice in just a like a rocks glass, and that would be good. That's tasty. Okay, I see where you're at, Luxardo. You might be onto something. You guys should make a business out of this. Oh, yeah, like an earthy, dusty thing. Ooh. It's sweet, don't get me wrong, but, like, there's this other kind of, like, like, almost like a vegetal, earthy thing that like just smacks the sweetness out of the way. Ooh. I might just start drinking that by itself. That's delicious. Mmm. That's good Luxardo. This show is not sponsored for the record. Not because of anything other than me not emailing the show's sponsor and telling them that their sponsorship was up. So it's not sponsored, just so you guys know. However, we might be having a snack during the show. I cannot tell you what it is that I'm eating because it's not sponsored. Can't tell you. Because it's not sponsored. Mmm. But these are good salty potato chips. Mmm. Mmm. Those are good. Not named potato chips. They're so good. The best. We'll try to remedy this next week. Okay. I need a drink. And then we got to talk about BrewDog. Because BrewDog closed, if you guys didn't hear the news. And then we got to talk about Father's Day. Flip-flop, we can do those either way. Maybe we should talk about Father's Day first. But I need a drink first. And I need you guys to help me with this because I have a choice. We can... Well, okay. I can drink it straight out of the sack. I can drink it right out of the can. Or I can drink it right out of the ball. You guys pick. Do I drink it out of the sack right out of the can or right out of the balls. Ball. I'm only going to drink one. Ball. You guys tell me which one. Sack, can, or ball. And I will... I'll abide by your choice. Sack, can, ball. Two of them I know what they'll be. The other one is up for grabs. All right, Julia says sack. Sack it is. We'll start with the sack. Oh, Marco wanted the balls. Nope, sorry. We're going out of the sack. This has been sitting back here on the shelf for like, I don't know, 6 months, waiting for me to drink it. This is from Jungle Jim's. This is their bourbon-infused lemonade tea. I believe that this is a collaboration with, what's her face? The bourbon tea people. Turtles Brew. They have a different name. It doesn't say that anywhere on here, though. It's just Jungle Jim's bourbon-infused lemonade tea. It's bourbon whiskey and grain-neutral spirits. Yum. With natural flavors, yum. And caramel color, yum. Okay. Oh, it says shake gently. Okay. Best served chilled, straight from the container, or pour over ice. Why would I drink this straight from the container? You just suck it out of the bag? I'm not doing that. All right, I'm going to shake gently. Okay. Let's get some ice. I got some ice. I'm ready. Shout out to Rivertown. Okay. You're really supposed to suck this out of the bag? Do people do that? Is that a thing? Oh, man. Okay. All right. We're going to put this here. And then I guess we just, if we can get this on camera somewhere. Right there. That works. And then I guess we just squirt this in here like this. Okay. There we go. Okay. Well, that's a lot of bourbon lemonade tea. Bourbon lemonade tea. Jungle Jim's bourbon-infused lemonade tea. What are we doing? How did we get here? What world am I living in? Those are good non-name brand potato chips. Email coming tomorrow. Mm. Oh, they're so good. Okay. The last time I tried a product from this non-named bourbon lemonade tea, bourbon-infused lemonade tea. I don't even, what is it called again? Bourbon-infused lemonade tea. I'm going to put it in front of me so I don't remember. God, it's dumb. Okay. I love hard tea, as we call them. Hard teas. I've been really, really enjoying them. Shout out to Ryan Geist for making Geist tea, which I love. My experience with this brand of teas has not been the best. They're fine. I should try it before I make a judgment. And Julia says, I've got to give the sack at least one suck. That's what she said. Eric says, just like a Capri Sun. Chris is shouting out to Old School Rivertown. Yep. Chris also wants to know if it's contract from Twisted Tea. No, this is a Turtles Brew. They have their own brewery. It's a whole different thing. Not a brewery. They have their own blendery, I guess. Okay, it doesn't smell bad. It smells more lemonade-y than I was anticipating. All right, this might be good. Let me see. Oh, that's funny. It's good, for the record. But it just tastes like sugar. There is so much sugar. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's, okay. Serving facts just tell me that it is 355 milliliters. I don't know what that means. One per container. Okay. 5% alcohol by volume in one sack. That's dumb. 85 calories, no carbs. That, okay. It feels like the calories should be a whole lot higher for how sweet that tastes. There's a whole bunch of sugar here. It really tastes like candy. Mm. I don't know how I feel about it because I think it's good, but it's just because it's full of sugar. It doesn't taste like tea at all. I guess, you know what? I guess it's lemonade tea. Lemonade first tea. It's not tea and lemonade. It's lemonade and tea. Hmm. Okay. That's fine. I'm not going to suck the sack. I'm not going to do it. Julia says, I thought most of Turtle's stuff was sugar-free because of the diabetes. Maybe, but this is not branded Turtle's Brew anywhere. This is definitely Jungle Jim's lemonade tea. Nowhere on this does it tell you it's anything to do with Turtle's Brew, other than the fact that if you're a nerd and you look down here where it's produced by Indian Beverages Incorporated. That's who makes Turtle's Brew. So, yeah. It's really sweet. Although, you know what? I say that, and here, right here on the front, there's this little guy right here, and it says that it is zero carbs, zero sugar, and gluten-free. So whatever that sweetener is in there, it's not sugar, but it's something. It's sweet. It's not sugar in the traditional sense. Oh. Oh. I'm really torn on it because I don't love it. I don't hate it, but it makes me feel weird. Okay. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about BrewDog. I could have drank, for the record, from the can was a vodka soda from Three Floyds. This is coconut lime vodka soda. That was from the can. And if you went from the balls, we of course have the bucket of mystery with help from my 8-year-old to label it. And in here, there are all kinds of balls. We can give you a little preview of some of the things that are in here. We have fruity cereal party drink. We have pina colada big sips. America big sips. Like, there is some good stuff in here. Oh, God. Chocolate martini big sips. I don't even want that in my house. Clapback blue Rizzler. I don't. There's all kinds of stuff in here that is just horrible, horrible things that nobody needs to ingest. But they're in here in the bucket of mystery. So at some point, we'll get to those. At some point. One of these days. How are we feeling about BrewDog? Are we shocked that BrewDog is closing, or has closed, I guess. It's not going to open back up. Their Cincinnati tap room. Woo! I don't know if this is a loss or a win or how we feel about this. I'm kind of torn. I don't ever want to see places close. I think that the more things that we have open in town, places that are serving craft or crafty beer, the better. The better we are. Chris and Josh are talking about a dead billionaire, Liquid Death. There's always Liquid Death here in the studio. Today we are drinking Bury It Alive. Eric says the bucket of misery sounds more accurate. The joke is, and this is not even like I didn't plan this. I told my 8-year-old that I needed her to help me label this because I thought like an 8-year-old's words on here will be funny. And I said, it needs to say the bucket of mystery. And so she started writing it and she was trying to spell out the words. And then she started writing the bucket of mystery and she wrote misery. And as soon as she started misspelling it, she knew. And she's like, oh no, I messed up. And I said, it's okay. You've got it. Like, it's fine. We'll cross it out. So we did. I let her finish the word. We crossed it out and then she wrote it the right way. And it could not be better. Like, it's perfect. Like, this is exactly what it should be. It's the bucket of mystery. You never know what's in here, but it's probably going to be misery. Worked out so good. Julia says we have the new ghost pepper liquid death. Oh, I don't want that. Not happy. Julia says, not shocked. Feel bad for the people that lost their jobs, but glad they're no longer taking up Cincy space. I'm actually kind of torn. On the surface, I don't want anybody to lose their job. But man, like, BrewDog is such a horrible company that I actually don't feel bad for people that lose their jobs. Like, it's like, there are people and there are companies that we know are bad. And if they employ people, do we actually care if those people lose their jobs because that company goes away? Or is it better for the greater good? And I'm kind of feel that way about BrewDog. Like, I don't really love them at all. I am not upset that they exist. That's fine. But I think that everybody that's drinking a BrewDog beer, if there was something else in their hand, I would feel a whole lot better. I would rather, like, I love local beer. We'll say Ohio beer. I love the fact that there are people drinking beer that's made here in my state. And BrewDog makes a ton of beer here in Ohio. I would rather people be drinking Rheingeist or Great Lakes or somebody else rather than BrewDog. Like, just take that beer. Just like somebody sitting at a bar with a Hazy Jane or whatever in their hand. Just pull that beer out, set it aside, put something else in its place, anything. And I feel so much better. And that's kind of how I don't care about it. I don't care that they're gone. Good riddance. See you later. Maybe somebody better can take over the space. That's kind of how I feel, personally. It's fine. Chris says, it's so odd being that close to the casino that things weren't better. Yeah, the space is a good space. Like, I think about other breweries here in town. Not that they're all looking to open up a brew pub somewhere else, but if they were, there are a lot of places that could take over that space that could do something really, really, really incredible. It's so close to the casino. You can see it from the road. Like, you can see it right from the, you can walk out of the casino and you can see it if you do it right. And I'm hoping that somebody jumps on that chance. Personally, that's how I feel. This is not good. It's really not enjoyable. It's like drinking some kind of weird fake Kool-Aid something. There's no tea at all. I think that's the weirdest thing. Chris says, might need more of a draw to that part of OTR. That part of OTR is struggling. Pendleton has been beat to hell between Nation leaving, Braxton leaving, Boomtown leaving. I don't know what's still there. I guess Crown Cantina, I guess, moved over there. What else is there? I don't know. I think that the right place coming into there could, I'm not going to say save the neighborhood, but could do really great things for the neighborhood. But man, I it would have to be a big, big name to make that happen. And I don't know who that name could possibly be. It's not going to be, it's not going to be Braxton, obviously. They were just around the corner and they decided that, that was not a good spot. It's not going to be Mad Tree. Mad Tree is just down the road over, with the alcove. I don't think it's going to be Rheingeist. Rheingeist is definitely, in my opinion, Chris says there is a Subway. There is a Subway. You're right. I actually always forget that there's a Subway there. Rheingeist is definitely, in my opinion, ready to be looking at something else. They need the next thing. I don't know that the next thing is a tap room. I think the next thing has to have some kind of production alongside. Well, maybe not. They still have the warehouse space over on Spring Grove. So, like, they have a little bit of room for production expansion, I guess, if they need it to exist. Maybe. Julia says, what about a Sinbev tap room or tap room for one of their brands? Okay. I didn't even think about that, but yeah, you're onto something. Sinbev definitely needs to do something, needs a space that is ready to go. I think that that space is too, it's not old enough. Like, it doesn't feel gritty enough for what I want from a Sinbev tap room personally. I'm still leaning like Rheingeist is the space right now that I think makes the most sense. That's not to say somebody else couldn't take it over and do great with it, but man, I don't know. Oof. I hope somebody, whoever it is, can come in and do something and not only make that space work, but also kind of help build that corner of OTR, Pendleton, make Pendleton something again. Chris says Little Kings. Yeah, like a Little Kings tap room would be awesome. I just don't know that that's the space for it. Chris also says, I thought micro distilleries would take off more than they have. Yeah, people that drink booze are weird. I say that as a booze drinker. We're all weird. People are either like really attached to certain brands that don't always make sense, or we're just so obsessed with the next big thing that we ignore local. Like, booze drinkers are not local drinkers for whatever reason, whereas beer drinkers are local drinkers. Does that make any sense? Like, I don't know. We gotta talk about Father's Day. Oh. I'm empty. I could go can or balls. Oh. Eric says a hoodie room. Someone came in and peed on the floors and smoked for a couple weeks. Age it really quickly. I kind of like that. There's been plenty of people that have peed on those floors. Chris says we're so close to the Bourbon Trail, so there's that. Yeah. I don't know the bourbon drinkers want like new distilleries. They want the old ones. I think maybe I'm misjudging bourbon. I don't know. I've been trying to figure out bourbon and I can't. It's all very confusing. All right. I'm empty. As we go into Father's Day discussions, do I go can? And you guys know what that is. Or do I pull from the bucket of misery? You guys tell me. I feel like I know what you're going to choose for me. Chris says New Riff has been the only one to buck that trend 100%. And New Riff is making good stuff. There is good booze coming out right now that deserves to all right, Josh says Misery. Yeah, okay. There is good booze coming out that deserves to have its place in that discussion. But I just feel like the bourbon people aren't, they're not as fun. I don't know. All right, we're pulling from the bucket of misery. Okay. I'm gonna try to shuffle here. This is blind. I'm just picking. All right, there's one right in my hand. It's a small one. All right, I don't know what I want this to be or what I don't want it to be. I'm curious about the cereal milk, and I'm curious about the America one. Ah, it's peanut. Okay, well, pina colada. That's fine. I love a good pina colada. This is Big Sips pina colada. I don't have the other light on, so you can't see, but Big Sips pina colada. It's 16%. Jesus Christ. What is the point of this? Okay. Shake well. Make it a cocktail. Doesn't really say anything else. Just shake well. Shake well or what? Jesus Christ. Eric says, please not chocolate. Please not chocolate. Oh man. All right. Here we go. I'm making a pina colada. Like this is how bartenders do it, right? Pina colada over top of the ice that just had lemonade tea. I can smell it from here. Oh man. Oh. That is a pina colada. Like it looks like one. It smells like one. It smells like a bad pina colada, but it smells like a pina colada. It's not even like, I don't get even, maybe if you tell me it's coconut, I can get coconut. But it's neither coconut or pineapple. It's like some other weird. It's like if aliens invaded the Earth and they came down and they said, tell us your favorite cocktail. And the person that they just happened to interrogate or probe was this guy. He's like, I like pina coladas. Like, what do they taste like? And he tried to describe it to him. Maybe that's what it is. Vaguely tropical. Sweet. Herbal is what I'm getting. And then I guess if I know what pineapple is, I'm getting pineapple. But no, it's not real pineapple. This is going to be bad. Oh. Nope. Nope, that's bad. Oh, that's horrible. There are, oh God. Just do Malibu and like pineapple juice. Like why does this exist? Are there people? Oh God. Are there people that like are just like stocking up on these? Like, man, we're going to the pool this weekend. I need some of those little balls that taste like some kind of weird pineapple coconut thing. I need some of those. That doesn't exist. Nobody wants this. This should not exist. This is an abomination. I hate you for making this. It's not hard to make something that fits into what this is supposed to be. Like just take coconut rum and a little bit of pineapple flavoring and you can make something that tastes better than this. What are we doing? Zach says, I'm late to watching this, but I'm assuming the BrewDog was already talked about. Zach, man, You gotta go back. You gotta watch the show tomorrow. Go back and watch the video. Yeah, that's what we've been talking about. You missed it. We're talking about whatever the hell this is now. And I don't know what it is. I would rather suck weird lemonade tea sugar juice out of the teat of a bag than drink this. Man, that's... I know that I'm supposed to be disappointed with it. I know that this was not supposed to be good. But why does it exist? Okay. If you're a consumer out there and you're buying this off the shelf and then buying it again, unsubscribe. I don't want you to be part of this. It looks like a pina colada. Like, it looks fine. Smells fine-ish. Oh, it's not good. Nothing about it. It's not for pool parties. It's for nothing. No. Chris says you have that three full hits. Why are you doing this to yourself? I guess it's for the algorithm. Okay. Let's talk about Father's Day. Oh God, it's so bad. I'm gonna have to open the three Floyds to wash it down. Maybe do some more schnapps. I don't know. Oof. It's like this sugary misery. Oh, it's like. It's like if I went to the beach and then, okay, let me try to put this into the words. Okay, I went to the beach, and at the beach, I tripped over a log and fell smack face forward into the sand, and I got a big bite of the sand, and I got up and spit it out, and it was gross and it was terrible. And then some kid ran up to me and he punched me in the stomach and he laughed and then threw his bottle of sunscreen at me. And then I turned around crying to my wife because this kid just threw his sunscreen at me. And then she told me we weren't actually at the beach. We were at like Great Wolf Lodge. And then I realized that it was all just faux beach. That's what this tastes like. Faux beach sunscreen face trip sand. Can we talk about the duct tape box is not cool. It's not cool at all. It's misery. It's not good. Okay. Yep, we're going to audible. We're going to go to the Three Floyds. Oh, God. Or the beach up in Mason. I love that place. Shout out to the beach. RIP. All right, this is Three Floyds vodka, soda, coconut, lime. I think this is the last one we have in the house. The last one we were camping. Over Memorial Day, we had a six-pack of these, and I drank them all, and they were good in the sun. Doesn't smell good just sniffing through the can, but... Oh, it's way better. It tastes like actual coconut. Okay. Oh, it's better. I have a prop to talk about my Father's Day. Zach says that Soak City is pooping with cicadas. So we have no cicadas at my house. Let's start with that. Why go over here and put my prop on? You guys, tell me, do you have cicadas? Because I don't have any. Do you have cicadas at your house? Hang on. I'll be right back. I'm just going right here. Right over here. Got a prop. the best gift that has ever been given to me. Hang on. Do you have cicadas at your house? Okay. Oh, yeah. There we go. All right. I'm not going to... Oh, no. The headphones. Okay. Hang on. All right. Hang on. Got to figure this out. Hang on. Let's do this first. And then this. Nope. Like this. Oh, this is complicated. Oh, it doesn't work the way I thought it was going to work. It's all right. All right. All right, I'm coming back in. Okay. This is my new hat. My kids got me this hat. This is designed for me to mow the grass. What you're seeing here is a hat that has two solar-powered fans. There. Yeah, we'll see if we can get this to... I gotta turn them on here. There's buttons. Uh-oh, I'm ringing. Hey, you're on the Weekly Pint. Who is this?
Hey, what's up, man? What's,
what's up, buddy?
Say hey versus texting. Hey, nothing much. You wanted to say about cicadas. I think it's a... Aren't you kind of close to the west side? Is that correct? Fairfield area?
It depends how you look at it. Yeah, sure.
The reason why I say that is because
yeah,
I have
turn my fans on.
Well,
you hate them?
I live in Coleraine. And
sure.
No. I live in Coleraine and there's no cicadas. So
yeah.
We haven't... The only time I ever see them is when I go to Mason because I work out of Mason.
Uh-huh.
And so they're hitting my windshield. I went to Kings Island with friends, and of course they're committing suicide in those like little fans and stuff, which is like
they're not committing suicide. My wife's dumb. They just don't know what they're doing. It's not on purpose,
dude. I guess it got worse because I went about 2 weekends ago, and I guess they are now all like totally completely like flooding like the areas where the swimming is at, and I'm just like, oh my god. But my wife and kiddo and I all went to Blue Ash recently, and like my little one's never seen a cicada yet. So she started kind of like, what is that? Like, getting freaked out because we don't get them over here. But when we went to Blue Ash, I guess it's the closest to us that has gotten the cicadas. But, I mean, that's just on a random note because you asked who has seen cicadas yet.
Right.
Also, I wanted to say happy belated Father's Day to you, by the way.
Well, happy Father's Day to you, too.
Yes, we actually had a good one. My wife took me to Rheingeist for Father Palooza. Just kind of hung out around there. We didn't really do too much upstairs with the brunch or anything, but we did get a chance to play the game. My daughter was able to play some cornhole, whatever she knew how to play with and stuff. And she had me a nice bourbon barrel night. I think it was the night whale one. So it was a nice little afternoon yesterday, or morning, should I say.
Right.
So... sorry, I don't want to ruin your show too much, but I did want to have a beef with you. I don't know if you may have commented.
You
want to
eat beef with me?
Well, no, yes, it was about the La Rosa last week.
Oh, La Rosa sucks. Hang on, let me take my hat off. We gotta talk. Hang on. I gotta take this thing off. Hang on. This thing's too loud. Hang on. Oh, no, we're all tangled. Hang on. All right. Okay, let's talk about La Rosa's. Oh, hang on. Let me switch hats. Hang on. Switch hats. All right. Hang on. Let me turn my fans off.
You're fine.
Hang on. No, it's fine. Hang on. Oh, that's high speed. We don't want that. Hang on. Okay, I think we're
off. No, you're good.
They're solar powered, by the way.
No problem.
While you're mowing the grass, they just keep charging. Solar powered. Shout out to my kids for...
No problem.
Just brilliant gift giving. Okay, the roses.
What did you get for Father's Day?
The roses. No, let's talk about La Rosa's.
Okay.
You think La Rosa's doesn't suck?
Okay. First of all, I'm going to agree and disagree with you.
Okay.
The agree part
is that they suck.
Was that no, not at all. The agree part is La Rosa's. Is good. There's better. Sorry, at Kings Island and the zoo. I think it's just because it's greasier better. Or something. And for some reason, greasier pizza is better, cheesier, greasier. I don't know. There is definitely a difference between that and getting it at the store.
Sure.
But as a beloved, you've been living here in Cincinnati longer than I have. But as a beloved Cincinnati person fan, I believe that being like a La Rosa's fan is like the you have to be just like Skyline.
Nope.
You have to be a fan. You have to like La Rosa's because
no, but
really
it's like
a bad pizza
it's like
from La Rosa's.
No, but it's like to compare Skyline and La Rosa's is to compare Gold Star and somebody gives you something else that sucks. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that it's from Cincinnati. Local itself is not the whole secret to everything. It has to be good local. And La Rosa's sucks.
Well, then again, I'm trying to figure out why you don't like La Rosa's that much.
Because it doesn't taste good.
Had a good experience
it just doesn't taste good.
Oh, my God. It's better than frozen pizza. Let's
no, it's not. It's
know.
Not. It's not even. It's not even.
Right now, if you're listening right now below the comments,
tell
me if you like La Rosa's or not. Not
okay.
You. Talk about anybody listening.
I mean, I can comment if you want me to. No, it does. It's just not.
It's mind blowing to me. You don't like it as much. I would, to be honest, I would rather have La Rosa's at Blue Ash than a Little Caesars.
Oh no,
not Little Caesars or some shit.
So, a deep dish Chicago style Little Caesars is a great pizza. It's a great pizza.
What?
Yep.
So, are you
deep
saying
dish.
You'd rather have Little Caesars at Blue Ash versus La Rosa's?
Deep dish, yeah. Little Caesars is a great pizza.
I actually have not had the deep dish, so I can't really
try
talk
it.
On that one.
Try
I
it.
but no, I saw you, and I was just so sad that you said you didn't like La Rosa's that
it
much.
It sucks.
There's something, even with living in Indiana for a long time, we didn't get La Rosa's over that area. I don't know how far they stretch out anymore, but I remember coming to Kings Island and going, oh, my God, this is just so good because I don't get La Rosa's often. But, I mean, now we get it all the time, but it's always been a staple for us. The only problem my wife does have with it. Is that it's super greasy.
Well,
anymore if you go get a La Rosa's pizza sent to your house. I mean, it's good, but it's just like, oh my God, like it's dripping grease. So.
Well, I can tell you this, Zach. If you like La Rosa's, eat a potato chip. Eat a whole bag.
Eat a what? A bag of what?
Potato chips. Eat a bag of potato chips.
Well, what about Dick's potato chips?
Potato chip.
Dick's not, I didn't see your sign tonight. I saw Ryan Geist. It's a potato chip sign.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this.
The old bag.
Recently, since you have eaten the Dick's potato chips, I actually went and bought some at the White Oak Marathon.
Hell yeah.
I was eating the, because I like the barbecue ones the best, to be honest, out of all of them.
Mm.
Even bought, when I went to visit Tom recently, and guess who else has them? Higher Gravity Summit Park, where you guys all record the podcast for Beer Pod Sequences. So
sometimes I show up.
He keeps them fully stocked all the time. So if you want some bags of Dick's, you can always go to Higher Gravity at Summit Park. I don't know if he has it at the regular, probably Higher Gravity on the north side too. But yeah, there's some good stuff. I'm actually still waiting for him to release some new flavors though. I'm actually wanting to try.
It's coming soon.
Prototype.
From what I hear.
I know. I'm really excited to maybe try some prototypes. Maybe he'll even do a pumpkin flavored one. I'm just kidding.
That would be interesting. I'd try.
I know, wouldn't it be interesting if it was a pumpkin flavored chip for the oh, you know what? Or maybe they could go even above and beyond and do like an Oktoberfest type chip, a pretzel chip. I don't know.
There.
Well, to keep it on the beer subject, before I let you go, because I know you like to keep things kind of tight on time wise, but did you end up getting a chance to check out Third Eye's 5-year anniversary blend or go there for their 5th anniversary?
I didn't.
This weekend?
With the Father's Day weekend, I was not able to go anywhere.
Oh, dang.
Just hang out with my kids.
Okay, well, if you get a chance. And they still have it on tap, which I'm sure they do. The 5-year blend, for some reason, they were having trouble pouring it on Saturday. So I had to drink it out of, I actually bought a bottle and had to drink it out of that. But the thing was so thick. Apparently it was, what I heard it was, apparently it was our beer for the Meanwhile in Sharonville mixing with the CCBC, whatever that one they did with the French toast or something French toast. And apparently it was ours mixed together, and Kelly added coconut to it. That's what I was told. So,
okay.
But yeah, they were having trouble trying to pour it. Tom was trying to pour it, and it was just like not coming out. It was like so thick. But the bottle worked out well.
It was refusing to exist.
Exactly. I don't know. I think later on it was okay. But I will say this, that the hidden gem that I enjoyed was the mustard beer. Getting twisted mustard.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And it was a surprise. It was a very big surprise because I don't like mustard usually with my pretzels. But somehow,
what? Whoa, go back. How do you eat your pretzels?
Usually beer cheese.
You don't go mustard?
Been a mustard fan with the pretzels.
Okay.
I'm not a sauerkraut fan either.
Yeah,
I don't like hot dogs and sauerkraut.
I don't love sauerkraut, but done the right way, I can tolerate sauerkraut. But mustard.
Yeah, it's always been beer cheese for me.
Okay.
But if they're smart, and you know, I don't know who listens to from Third Eye. I'm sure Kelly or something listens or watches it.
He doesn't. Kelly does not listen to anything.
They need to can the mustard beer.
Okay.
For Oktoberfest this year. Because I feel like it would be a huge hit. They did bring it back for the anniversary because it was such a huge hit for the Pretzel Fest. But I feel like this Oktoberfest, it's going to be a beer that would be perfect for Oktoberfest of this year to do the mustard getting twisted. Because if memory serves me right, Blake talked to Kelly last week for his podcast for Third Eye, and Kelly didn't think it was going to work well. And then he was like, it ended up turning out really good. So, you know, you got to sometimes experiment with things, and they turn out to be really good. So,
yeah, I think that next year the Pretzel Fest that they do will be a really, really, really great event. I think that people now know it exists, they're ready for it, and it'll be fun.
And we were just talking about how some events, like a lot of, like, you were mad about the what was it?
Well, I wasn't mad. I was disappointed.
Sorry, disappointed that it didn't work out. It didn't turn out the way you wanted it to turn out.
Well, nothing really turns out the way I wanted it to. Yeah, it was just disappointing.
Well, you know, you could go back to doing your festival, Foaling, whatever that was called.
I'm always willing to throw a festival with anybody. If anybody has a very loose checkbook that wants to throw a festival, let me know.
There's a call out right now. Make it happen. Make a fall festival. Festival.
I will say this. It takes a lot to make a successful festival, especially when you're bringing in other people and trying to make it worth their while and your while and the drinkers' worthwhile. And it's tough to do. And it can be done, but there's not an easy way. What?
The preparation, I could only imagine, probably at least take a year long, at least a year long to do it, to plan it.
Well, at least. Like, but I then mean, also just to it's deeper than that. Like, it's not just the time to the planning. It's just to make it make sense. We look at even like the biggest beer festivals around town and like.
Sure.
Are they worthwhile for me to spend my money to go there and to hang out in space and drink beer? Most of the time, no.
And
it's got to be something special.
If you could probably, as what I've heard you say before, usually you say Oktoberfest, I believe, and Bockfest are your two favorites. Is that correct, or another one?
Yeah, I'd say that. I mean, and then obviously Missing Link and places like that. But yeah,
oh, Missing Link.
Yeah.
Okay. I have not yet been to a Missing Link. I see the pictures, but I just never been.
Well, that's
a
mistake.
I get the beer from there, and I get the people who make the beer. And
yeah,
Elijah made a one with the Missing Link little, because they got the, what is that called? The strand that they have.
Anybody can get it.
The yeast strand, yeah.
Why do you not go to Missing Link?
Usually I think it falls around like, the time frame of when I'm doing something else or with the family, it's also very because I don't
but
know.
Why does it not take priority over something else?
I don't know. I guess it's because of I don't know. I just I never have tried it. It's usually having with a kid, I always also try to like wing things that like my wife is doing solo parenting at some point. Sometimes it's like hard to do a lot because I already.
So
like, hey,
let me rephrase it. So why are there some beer festivals that like you're like I'm going to go to this and you make it work, and then other ones you don't?
I guess it's probably because of the style. I usually it's like the ones that I pick are the ones that are like my favorite type of style. Like probably I would say, well, Oktoberfest. I haven't been to years. I finally went to it this last year. And it's just the fall time. I think it's just because the time for it's the ones that I choose. I guess it's the style of beer that I like the most and what's being sold at these. Not saying I wouldn't like anything from Missing Link or anything, but like, I guess.
So
like,
if somebody said like when I do Hazy IPA Festival or something, you would be all about that?
Possibly.
Okay. Like, I'm just trying to understand.
I guess it's more about timing and money and how or something's like, oh hey, this one, and because you can, it's a pick or choose one. I guess I really don't have a formula to it. The only one that I know that I try to hit up every year is not even a festival; it's more releases. It's usually Black Friday releases, like Sonder Family Tradition. I've been doing that for the last couple of years now. I'll go to that when a brewery does that, and then trying to search out for the Bourbon County Brand Stout during like the winter time. Those are the things I've always prioritized, and then when I can make a chance to go to Oktoberfest, I guess that's the festival that I try to choose to go to.
But why? Why? What is it?
I guess it's the time of the year. Like for Oktoberfest, it's like I love fall. I love that time of the year. It starts getting cooler. It's like I love the beer itself. Oktoberfest, just the style of the beer itself, but the taste. It's just like that feeling. Like okay, I like summer, but then fall is like okay. There's that midpoint. I hate winter, and it's just my favorite time of the year. It makes me feel good inside. It's like okay, the cool weather's hitting in. I love Halloween stuff. Pumpkin beers start coming around too. And it's just like, I don't know, I guess it's that happy feeling. It's like when Happy Gilmore says, go to that happy place. And then, So when Oktoberfest or that, well, for you, Oktoberfest, I'm sure is like, you love doing like judging of Oktoberfest. So you're like, oh man, this is my favorite type of beer. Or I don't know, I guess it's your favorite type of beer. It seems like it, but I guess it's just like that feeling inside that it's just like, okay, I can sit back on the porch. It's getting a little cooler and like, the spooky stuff arrives. It's I guess it's more the it just makes you feel good inside it, or whoever, maybe just me, but I don't know if anybody else feels that way about any kind of festival. But it's just like okay, I'm here and I feel that I'm around the people that I love to be around, like the beer community people. I don't know. It's a hard thing to explain sometimes.
Yeah.
So I guess it's your happy spot. Mm. It's your again going to that happy spot in your whole mind. I mean. How does it make you feel? What's your favorite festival? Or is there anything particular like where you're like, okay, I'm never going to miss this ever?
Well, it's no. There are plenty of festivals that I will miss and I have missed. Hang on. I'm eating some potato chips, some nondescript potato chips. Hang on. Got to get another one. Okay. There is no festival that I haven't missed. I miss them all. Like sometimes there are ones that I really want to go to, and I just don't because there's other shit going on or whatever. To get me to go to a festival, you have to have a bunch of different things. You have to have great beer, which most of them do now.
Sure.
You have to have some kind of other aspect that gets me to go there. So some kind of event or some kind of people or some kind of thing that hooks me to the festival itself. It has to be something that makes me get out of my normal day-to-day life. So like on a random Saturday, there's something going on. There's always something going on. To get me to go to your festival versus just a random tap room that I haven't been to in 6 months, because there's always one that I haven't been to in 6 months. To get me to choose you over that is already an uphill battle. Like, you've got to have something great. You have to have something that is, like, really, really incredible. And there's not much of that going on anymore.
I was just about to ask you, do you ever feel like there's, like, all either the same styles anymore? Like,
no.
There's, like, nothing, like, super special anymore or anything?
No,
like
it's beer. Look, beer has been around for thousands of years. you can't be innovative.
Sure.
There is no innovation. If you innovate, you're just tricking people into thinking that what you're doing is clever. It's not. Beer is beer. It's been around forever. We drink beer. We sit around and we drink beer together and we laugh and we eat pretzels and potato chips and we we make jokes about people, like about each other. Like that's what we do when we drink.
Yeah.
Like it's about drinking.
And people are the nicest, like sharing a pint with somebody that even which is like talking about the most random shit, I'll be honest. Like sometimes it doesn't even have to be about the taste of the best. It doesn't have to be the best tasting beer, but the people you're around with sometimes can make it a better experience. The beer might not be the best, but it's always just the people you can hang out with.
But you don't have to recreate the wheel to make a festival.
Correct.
But you've got to make something.
I get that.
You got to make something that makes people want to be there. And too many people are trying to just trick people to be at their festival. And it doesn't work. Shouldn't say it doesn't work because it does. It works in the short term. But it's sure. Not, there's no longevity to it. Like it's not going to become a real festival. It's not going to be something that people remember. It's not going to be something that people talk about. It's not going to be something that people build some kind of memories around.
Sure.
So to answer the question, what gets me to go to a festival? Nothing. Nothing gets me to a festival. You can't like artificially create something. It's got to be like a real thing that you can't define it. You can't put it on paper. If I put it on paper for you, I just created a festival. Like that's
I totally understand it.
You know.
Well, I understand where you're coming from with it. Like, I mean, listen to you explain it.
Right.
I guess going back, one other thing I would say is variety. That would be also something with me. And
I don't even need variety. You could make a no bullshit. You could make an entire festival that is nothing but pilsners, the most basic style of beer, the most perfect style of beer, all pilsners, an entire festival, and I will be there. Okay. Because it's fun. If they're all good pilsners and they're all fun and they're all unique, and it's people that believe in pilsner. That's a fun festival, but it's got to be real.
That's because
it's got to be
like,
real.
You like pilsners.
It doesn't matter if I like them or not. So pick any Belgian doubles. I hate them. One of my least favorite styles of beer. You make a festival that's all Belgian doubles. I'm there because it's fun. It's unique. It's a festival. I'll be there.
Okay.
But nobody's going to do that because you're going to have 9 people to show up.
Oh, okay.
So
I was confused from it because one minute you said you wouldn't. There's nothing that really can bring you to a festival, but then you said you would be at a festival if somebody would, even though you don't like the style of beer because it's fun with Belgians and even though you don't like that style of beer, you'll still be there because it's fun.
Yeah.
But you go to festivals because it's fun.
There's also scheduling conflicts and stuff like that. But
okay, yeah. Obviously. Well, that's mainly what mine comes down to. To be honest, why I don't hit up all of them is scheduling conflicts myself. So, but I mean, I have a 3-year-old too, though. So I mean,
I get it. I've got 2 kids. I understand that. Like that's an excuse we use. What makes you go to a festival? What is the thing that, like, regardless of whatever family stuff I've got going on, what makes you go to the festival?
Ultimately, it's the people who I'm hanging out with, to be honest. It's going to be if my friends are going to be able to meet me. I guess I could go by myself and be that guy, like, okay, I'll try all these things.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm meeting somebody new or if I'm meeting my friends and then, of course, I meet somebody new along the lines or, like, say somebody in the group I've never met in person yet. They're in the group on my 513 Craft Brew group and they start talking and they're like, they're always saying stuff in the group, but I've never met them. I'm going to be very interested in meeting this person because I've been talking to you through online Facebook, but I want to meet you face-to-face. I don't want to just have conversations continuously just through a group. I want to be able to have conversations with you over beer face to face and meeting new people and meeting new friends. That's one of the things when I joined this community of people and how nice everyone just ends up being, and just so like, I mean, yeah, we might talk shit about each other and being funny and kindness and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, everybody's been so like supportive of each other, talking to people who own breweries, people who own like, bottle shops, whatever. Everybody always continues to be nice. There's never anybody that goes, oh, whatever. And if somebody has something a little extra, they're like, hey, I had this extra rare, whatever it was, you want to try some with me? People are so willing to share things with each other.
Right.
Same with me. If I'm like, hey, if I'm with friends, and that's, I think that's what it's about. It's about the kindness, the community of people and how nice everyone can be. I mean, obviously there can be some pretentious people from time to time and whatever, but for the most part, all the people I've met, I've made like really good friends out of the beer community. And I continue to be, some of them have been the closest of friends that I've met. Tom is one of them. I probably would have never met that Tom unless it was through craft beer. And then I just randomly hang out with him, or we'll go to a movie. It doesn't always have to be about beer either. So,
right.
But, it's about all the friendships that I have gained from all the craft beer community.
I'm just curious,
one like, thing in common.
Where that line sits for people, and not just you, and I'm picking on you because you're here, you're talking, but like that line of mm-hmm. like when we talk about festivals, like what makes mm-hmm. it worthwhile and what makes it not. And like I know that I've got a line. I don't know what it is, but like I know that there are festivals that like I look at it and like I'm like, I'm just not gonna go to that. Like there have been festivals where people give me tickets and I'm like, I'm just not gonna go to that. I have a free ticket and I'm not gonna go. I'm not gonna go to the festival. And like there are reasons for that. And like I've got my reasons, and I'm just curious about other people's.
Oh no. What would be a reason why you wouldn't go to one that you get a free ticket to? It's just be timing, probably.
No, it's just not worth the time. Like if I'm gonna spend X amount of hours spending time engaging with something, is that better than
sure.
the amount of time that I can spend engaging with something else? And then whatever that other thing is, which sometimes okay, when I put it that way is terrible, but like sometimes like it's better for me to like just be here with my family. And then other times it's better
gotcha.
For me to just be at a tap room and just hanging out with somebody. And other times it's better for me to just be at a dive bar and just experiencing that. Like sometimes that is better than the festival. Like sometimes I don't know. It's all relative.
I was wondering, I didn't know if you ended up like if these people say they're giving you free tickets, but they're like, we fully support you. Have you ever take that in consideration? Like, okay, these people are like supporting me hardcore, even maybe on social media, telling people about it.
No. What does that mean? What does that mean? We fully support you.
Well, I mean, I guess give a little extra. Maybe they're a know me, or maybe they're like, hey, like we've been following you since day one. Where and then you're always like, hey,
what does that mean?
Help if you.
What does it mean?
It means making your wife happy, I guess.
When somebody says that they support you, like I love everybody that supports me, and it means different things for different people. But if somebody comes to me and says, hey, I've supported you from day one, come do this. I can't always do that. There are people that I think have supported me in different ways that I definitely owe a whole bunch to. And there are people that, like, I don't owe anything to, no matter how long they've been following what I do or whatever it is. It's very, it's very, very complicated, and it's very, very tough. And I appreciate everybody that follows what I do, but just because you've been listening to me and sharing the things that I do from day one does not mean that I owe you anything at all.
Oh yeah, no one is owed anything unless I mean
no ever.
I guess if there's some kind of agreement, maybe.
No, yeah, no, not even then. If there's a contract, that's different. But like, no, nobody owes anybody anything. Unless there's a contract.
But sure. Unless it's contract. So, well, I'm because it's like my mind's kind of like thinking about all this stuff now. Like you're saying with supporters, but you do appreciate your supporters, do you not? Right.
Oh, of course.
So. And so if, like, you were saying something like, I don't know, like, hey, we, I don't know what it would be for what a support thing would be. Not because I guess you're looking, sometimes you might be like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of like a festival and they were like, hey, no, if we give you this, we like what you do or whatever, but to have you come to our festival, we like what you do. I don't know. Is there anything that, like, has anyone ever approached you like, hey, we know what you do. We follow the podcast and stuff like that. We want to have you at the festival.
Of course.
And you're like, no, I don't feel like going to it. I appreciate the support, but I just feel like not coming. But would you ever feel bad for that kind of thing? Like, they
no,
want you to
no.
be a part of that because they knew you're part of the beer craft?
No, of course not. Like, and it's the best solution is when they reach out and you know you can't be there, to tell them ahead of time, like, hey, I appreciate it, I can't be there. That's the best. The next level beyond that is like, hey, I really want to be there. I'm going to try. I'll do my best. And then beyond that is like, hey, I really don't think I'm going to be there. And then beyond that is like, hey, fuck you guys. Like, I'm not going to be there.
I've had
all of them.
Have you ever been to, like,
all of them? Every level.
Like, oh, I don't, fuck you guys. I don't support you guys.
Of course. Of course. And sometimes it's really difficult. And sometimes those conversations are difficult. And sometimes you got to, like, you know, like, talk to people and be like, hey, like, look.
I was always wondering about, like, those conversations. I didn't know.
Yeah. Those conversations definitely happen. They happen very frequently. That you look at people and be like, hey, like, I want to support you. I can't. Here's why I can't. Here's what you need to do for me to support you. Until you do, like, I'm out. Like, I'm not going to be a part of this.
Would those be people like certain type of breweries? Like, let's use BrewDog, for example, since we were talking about it earlier. How, I guess, some people have some bitterness towards, I don't know the whole story behind them, but, like, I hear there's bitterness. I mean, you don't want to see people losing jobs, but what I'm
no,
saying is what
but
had happened.
There are some people you don't want to see them lose their job, and there are some people that you're okay if they lose their job. Sure. I've had conversations with BrewDog. I have done work with BrewDog, and within that, had conversations about the disagreements I have about how their corporate structure runs their business and my feelings about that. And I think that was the last time I worked with them.
Gosh. Well, but, I guess what I'm saying, if somebody paid you the right amount of money, I don't know, to help you with whatever you need, even though you don't support the company itself, have you ever felt like, have you ever been bought out before where you're like,
no,
well, I really need this money.
No.
But I don't support you guys, that kind of thing. Okay.
No.
Okay, I was just always wondering something like that. Because some people...
To a fault. There have been places that have offered me money that I have turned down that I probably should have said yes because I needed the paycheck. But
exactly.
No.
That's what
but
I was looking at, like money talks type thing.
No, it doesn't.
That's what I was
No, talking. It doesn't. Like,
All right, for some people it might talk is what
no,
I'm
No, it shouldn't.
But you're more... You're about the morals, is what it sounds like.
No,
like,
I'm
okay,
about like what, feeling good when I go to bed. Like I it's and it gets a weird, it's a weird balance of trying to figure out how you do your thing and how you like, and for me, it's how you make art and how you like create something that like makes you feel good at the end of the day, and then also brings home enough money that you can pay your bills.
Well, that was another thing I was going to say. Has there ever been a company where you're like, actually, has there ever been a brewery or, yeah, has there ever been a brewery like, I'm completely done, I will never drink their beer ever again type situation? Have you ever been?
No, I'll give everybody another chance.
If there's ever been one. Okay. Because I know some people have bitter feelings about like Bud Light people. I always... Bush, whatever. Like some people are like, they'll drink some of their things in for fun, but they'll be like, oh, I won't actually go willingly to go pay for a Bud Light sitting down at the bar or something.
There is nothing that I won't try again right now. But
except for whatever you were drinking tonight.
Well, I'll try it again. And like I will give everybody another shot for the most part.
Okay.
I can't think of an example where I wouldn't, but like, you screw me over enough and maybe not, but I don't know.
Well, I was going to say, it's just like that Family Guy episode. Everyone gets one with the Spider-Man. you get one chance. You can try to prove me wrong again the next time, or maybe somebody might change a recipe on Craft Eater. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's been enlightening to understand more. Sorry, I didn't have like, I kind of got thrown off when you said what makes you go to the festival. I guess it's one of the things I'm going to linger over my head. Like, what's a better answer for?
I believe that you've got to have something, even if you can't put it into words and you can't really understand what it is. You have to have something that you stand for, and like I've definitely got that thing inside of me that I stand for, that is who I am, and like I always like chalk it up to this idea of, you know, be gnarly, drink local. Like local beer is my thing, and the more local, the better it is. And I believe that, I feel that, I try to live by that. And when push comes to shove, I'm choosing the more local version of almost anything. And that's kind of
where I'm at. You seem like you've always, for the most part, bought beer locally. Like, I mean, you'll buy stuff from out of town, but you're like, for myself, I love trying breweries from everywhere. And like, I always talk about how we're getting like stuff like Trillium, for example, or something. I'm just throwing that out there, like big breweries outside of here. But it seems like you've always had that, like,
Just don't care.
The main thing you support is home. You're like Ryan Geist, West Side Brewing, like all the stuff that's here versus going, oh, I don't care about having the next Monkish or Bottle Logic. I'll drink it if somebody shares it with me, of course. But like, I'm not going out to seek it all the time.
It's not better beer.
I totally get that's always been your thing.
Yeah. So, it's not better
beer.
There could
be somebody out there. There could be a Volume 2 Gnarly Gnome saying that they have better beer in California, and he'd be like, oh, I only drink California local beer. There's probably, what, you ever thought there's another guy out there just like, exactly like you with a different
I've name? Never found it. That's what's so crazy. I've never found it. I've been looking so hard for the person that is me somewhere else, and it doesn't exist. From everything I've seen. Maybe they're out there, and if they're out there, please somebody connect me with them, because
reach out.
I've never seen it. I don't think that it exists.
I guess they always ask, what makes you different from everyone else, or what makes you the most unique from everyone else?
I'm
because, you know, everybody has a podcast.
I'm not unique. So. I
but you're not.
The only thing that makes me special is that I'm louder than other people. And I started before other people.
Sure.
That's the only thing that makes me special.
And you're not afraid. You're not afraid. You're nice, but you're also not afraid to hurt anybody's feelings.
Well, I don't think that's unique to me.
No, you're a great guy.
I just started
you're
before other people. That's it.
Yeah. And you've come a long way. And it's been awesome. I mean, it, of course, it gets me enough to listen to you all the time. Between you and Blake. Blake has always been a good buddy, and everything that he does with his podcast and how long he's come with everything. It's just, I don't know. It's the formula, the topics. I always come back wanting more, I guess you could say. So,
yeah.
And you guys are doing something. You're doing something right. So, but you always have my support. It's been great to have conversations with you. I'm sorry I always keep your show over longer, but it's always good to chime in and having conversations, because I don't get a chance to actually sit down with you very often. Usually,
no,
it's
worries.
Like we're doing something. But it's been nice. Sorry to anybody who has to hear me mumbling the whole time and talking too much. But hopefully
it's fine. I think Giuliani went to bed.
Oh, I'm sure. They're probably like, oh, fuck Zach Hawley. Like, I don't care about that guy. But no, it's fun. It's, even if it's just you and I talking, it's great to have conversations with you, and just anybody. Like I said, this is what I love about the craft beer community. It's just, everyone is making everyone think, and I don't know. It's nice to be able to have conversations with people, intellectual people. So,
well, we're not all intellectual, but the point is to just hang out and drink together. That's the point of this show, is just hang out and have a drink with each other.
It doesn't matter what you're drinking, as long as you're all having a good time.
That's right.
So, But anyway, on that note, I will let you get to finishing up your show about whether Father's – I forget what you were talking about. So Father's
about
Day,
hat.
I think, was the last thing I remember.
It's a really sweet hat.
About. And maybe – what did you say?
My hat. I was talking about my hat.
Oh, your hat. Yes, your hat. Okay. And then Marco might request you to do a live show if he's still awake. So.
Maybe.
Anyway.
I think he's gone.
After show. Oh, is he gone too? He's probably like, oh, Zach. Oh, he says this is going to take forever. Good night. So.
All right. See you later, Zach.
All right, man. Will you take it easy? Cheers, brother.
Yep, cheers. All right, guys. We are way over schedule. That's fine. I don't think there's rules for any of this. Josh said that Julia went to bed. She said she'd finish the episode tomorrow. Well, me too. This is way better than this garbage. All right. We'll be back. We'll do this again next week. If you are still here live, I believe tomorrow is a Kolsch night. So we'll be down at Northern Row drinking a bunch of Kolsch, and you can come hang out with us. Just flag us down. You'll see me. I'm the guy that looks like this. Just flag me down and say, hey, you're the gnome, right? And I'll say, yes. And you'll say, hey, can I hang out? I'll say, yes. And you can come sit and hang out with me. So do that because at the end of the day, that's the point of all of this, is just hanging out together, having a drink, doing this whole thing. Marco says he's here. Welcome, Marco. other than that, yeah, we'll see you guys next week. This is it's a live show. We do it every week. Monday's around 9:30, and we don't actually ever know when it's going to end. So... that's kind of the part of the game. I did make outro music, and I'm just now realizing I didn't make a button for it. So I'm trying to think of a clever way I can do it, and there isn't one. So everybody pretend that you're listening to Marco sing the outro music that exists somewhere. I need to pull the audio for that. There's an outro song by Marco. Kat says, sorry, I was at Brink catching up on the new brews. Yeah, I haven't been to Brink for, I don't know, a month or two. I need to get over to Brink. Yeah. There's a lot of places that, like, I need to make, like, an actual spreadsheet that tells me, all right, this week I have to go here. This week I have to go here. And, like, it's different depending on how far away they are. I did make some, like, really far away breweries for me this week. Wrapping up a big project that I've been working on. I'm not ready to talk about it yet because we're like a month out from when it debuts. But this time next month, I will be talking about the biggest project I've done. Maybe. I mean, we're talking just a hair. Like, well, maybe... $1,000 ish that I've spent on this thing over the last year. It's been a lot, and the amount of time, oh God, the amount of time and visits and revisits to place. Oh God, it has been insane. We can't talk about it yet. Some of you know what I'm talking about. I've talked to some of you guys about it. I'm done. As of right now, today, this exact moment in time, I'm done. I thought I was done a few weeks ago, and then things changed. So we'll see. Zach says, Gnome Queen City Sausages. Nope. It has nothing to do with like me. This is all something that I'm doing to promote other people. This has been just, oh God, I need a sponsor for this thing. I need to figure that out. I did, for anybody that I have talked to, I know that there are some people that I've talked to about this project, and I mentioned the idea that I had for a sponsor. I did reach out to like four different people trying to connect that sponsorship to make that thing happen, and I haven't heard back from any of them. So, yeah, we'll see. We got to figure it out. I need to figure out somebody to help me pay for this thing because it is a ton of money that is just dumped out into this project. But it's going to be good. Nobody's done this before, ever, in the history of the world. I'm the first person in the history of the universe that has created this. And I'm pretty excited about it. It speaks very highly to something that is deep inside my soul that I love. Kat says, if it's an event, please let me know so I can be there. No, it's not an event. Although it could be, but it's not. Although on that topic and switching to a different topic, I am planning already this year's Oktoberfest Quest finale. Those emails were happening today. We're talking. We're gonna get some dates set in stone about this year's finale. Ben is talking about BrewDog up on the roof. Brewtender was super nice, and the beer was pretty good. If the company sucks, I don't know. The company does suck. It's terrible. All right, let's wrap it up. When space is nice, yeah, maybe. We'll see you guys next week, unless you happen to be downtown OTR tomorrow night. I'll be at Kolsch night, and we can drink Kolsch together. We'll cheers. I will cheers my Kolsch with your Kolsch. I'm not going to buy you a Kolsch. I can't promise that, unless there's like one of you. Then maybe. Maybe I'll buy the first person that comes up and says, hey, Gnome, I saw you on the show. Maybe I'll buy you a Kolsch. Maybe. Unless it's Marco. I'm not buying you a Kolsch. We'll see you guys next week. I have no outro music. I don't even know how to do this without outro music. This is outro music. I don't know. We will definitely see you next week. I love every single one of you. I appreciate you for being a part of this thing that we do every week. Please tell your friends. If you love this or any of the stuff that I do, go to thegnarlygnome.com/support. It helps so much. Like, that, I can't even begin to tell you how much it helps, and I hope that you understand that in the near future, this thing is just going to keep growing and keep getting better because of people like you. So, thank you, and even if you don't support, thank you still for listening, and just share it with somebody. Like, that's free. You can do that. Share it. We'll see you guys next week. Cheers.